Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. Here we are once again on a Friday evening here on Manx Radio. Of course, this is the best in modern and contemporary jazz from not just Britain, from around the globe. Jumping in with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And firstly, a shout out to Cornelia from Waves of Wonder for her premiere event a couple of weeks ago at the King's Theatre, where the packed audience were treated to a full evening of sound exploration with Amy from Soundology, with her mesmerising acoustic performance on gongs and singing bowls, and Kitterland, the improvising duo of Thibaut Miklos and Geoff Whittam, before the main event, the Portico Quartet, who we interviewed on the last show. Look out on social media for her next event. And speaking of other events, the London Jazz Festival is only a couple of months away, and the full programme is now published with 10 days of top-class jazz from around the world, including a number of free shows. It's the biggest jazz festival in the UK, so we'll be there as usual, and we'll be reporting at a later date, but get your tickets if you fancy going down. So, H, as we also head towards pick of the year time, are you still sorting the wheat from the chaff, or do you still have a bag full of goodies to spin over the next few shows before the jury sits?
A bit of both, to be honest with you. Plenty of things still to listen to. A few I think I definitely have really enjoyed. And, well, yeah, it's just never-ending. You cannot keep up with it, as they say. This week, I'll be looking at Mary Halverson's latest about Ghost. Really enjoyed that. Something I hadn't heard before was very enjoyable. Nicky Isles in a trio setting. And a quick blast from the past with Michel Patel.
And from me, well, we're continuing some more to get things going. They're back. 2 years since their last album and 10 years since the last release with the Metropole Orchestra. Snarky Puppy. Here they are with the live album dropping in November 21st, and from it here's a taster, Waves Upon Waves.
We'll be right back.
Waves Upon Waves, the opener from the forthcoming live album Somni from the inimitable Snarky Puppy with the Metropole Orkst under the direction of Jules Buckland. Recorded over three nights live in Utrecht, two shows a night earlier this year. Given the scale of Snarky at some 20 plus members plus the 50 piece Metropole Orkst, it must have been quite a spectacle. 10 years since they last collaborated with the Grammy Award winning Silver, which is a great album. And can you believe it? 20 years since they broke ground with their debut album and YouTube appearances. Somni is out on November 21st, and if you were wondering, Somni is the Catalan word for dream, and that came from Michael League, leader of the band, who spent his time in Spain as a younger man.
Ah, yeah, wonderful stuff. Enjoyed that. Yeah, I've not always been the greatest Snarky Puppy fan, but I quite enjoyed that one, I must admit. Not too bad. And lots of live stuff. And like I said, Bill Lawrence seems to be doing a lot of solo stuff these days, but obviously a long-time keyboard player with them. Speaking of keyboard players, I came across this one recently when I was down in the smoke. I've always been quite a fan of Nikki Isles, and we enjoyed her very much last year with the big band. I think she's over in Hamburg at the moment with the NDR big band there. But this was one she did with just a trio setting, which is rather nice. Nikki Isles on piano, Rufus Reed bass, Jeff Williams, the sort of American Brit, plays a lot in Britain but based in the States, on drums from an album called Hush. And, well, you probably recognise this one if you're a fan of the late, great Kenny Wheeler. You would have recognised that one. I hope you would. In any case, a wonderful tune, Everybody's Song But My Own by Kenny Wheeler, and performed there by, well, certainly I think Nicky was a friend of Kenny. Nicky Isles on piano, Rufus Reed on double bass. He's been around for a long time now. And Jeff Williams, again, he's one of these great characters who spends half his time in the States teaching and working there, and then plays a lot in Britain as well. And we've seen him numerous times in various groups, including his own group, which has several excellent albums out, well worth checking out if you ever see him. It was one of those ones where we've tried on at least one, if not two or three occasions, to get an interview with him. And there was one where we sat around for hours where he said, oh, just got a quick interview to do first. And this interview turned on. It went on for over an hour, and by the time the guy had finished...
The venue was finished.
Sorry about that. Yes, I've got to go now. It's well, that's the joy of music sometimes. I really enjoyed that one out from 2010 out on Basho Records. And she says the idea of the music came when Rufus and I were featured composers on a project with the London Philharmonic Ensemble, the Orenga Ensemble, and have been working with Jeff in Martin Speaks Quartet. I think that features on ECM somewhere as well. And the thought of playing a trio setting with both Rufus and Jeff sounded really exciting. And it is. Basho Records, like I said, I hadn't seen that before. Knocking around in the second-hand rack, still there in Ray's Jazz in London, if you're down, on Basho Records, and probably online as well. But very enjoyable. I always like Nicky's playing.
Kenny, a great tunesmith, a great arranger, and in fact, he was such a keen musician to help in education. He went into all kinds of people's groups just for one track or to help them out. He regularly went back to Canada and played with various setups there. And I've got three, actually, Kenny-related things to bring you in future shows coming up. But next from me, another keyboard of sorts, the fourth volume of accordion wizard Vincent Piorani's Living Being group, entitled Time Reflections. When the group first sprang onto the scene back in 2015, it totally smashed any preconceptions an audience could have of what an accordion-led group would sound like, reinventing it for the 21st century. So I'm happy to say they're sounding as fresh as ever. Here's Nac El Vlado.
Thank you.
stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I mean, verging on a straight-ahead blues in the middle of that, but Nac e Vlado, taken from Living Being 4, Time Reflections. And what a great band. We saw them back, or a variation of them, back at the London Jazz Festival in 2020, I think, and what an extraordinary set of virtuosic performers they are. Vincent Piorani on accordion, Emil Perezen on soprano sax, Julian Hearn on bass, Tony Pelemen on piano and keyboards, and Yo and Sarah at the drums. Living Being 4, Time Reflections is released on ACT Records today.
Classic stuff, really enjoyable, yes, and we have seen them, and a great band, all sort of... Well, they're all just sort of experts on their instruments, really, aren't they? Just incredible playing from the whole group there. And sometimes you put together a great group like that of fantastic players, and they don't necessarily gel as a group, but I think that one does. Another group which works really well, but I don't think lasted very long as a full-time group, was one of Michel Portal's outings. And yes, made me think about that. Michel Portal, not known necessarily as a bandonian or accordion player, but he does on this album as well, in this company with, well, as I said, all-star lineup: Joey Barron, Steve Swallow, Marcus Stockhausen, Bruno Chevillon, and Bojan Z, as he goes by, or Zofil Karpasic on the piano, and from the wonderful Dockings album I was listening to the other day. This does feature Michel himself on bandonian on his take on Ida Lupino.
Thank you.
Lovely track, and we were just saying, listening to it, possibly one of the best recordings of it, certainly in our book, in any case, from Michel Portal's Dockings album. Trying to see the recording date for that. Must be at least 20 years ago, I think. And, can't see the date on that. On Label Bleu, in any case, I think it's around about 2000, 2001, something like that. Great track, and as I say, great lineup. Michel, normally featured on something like bass clarinet or something along those lines, or saxophone, or an alto. On that, actually, on bandoneon, Joey Barron with beautiful laid-back drumming there. Steve Swallow on bass, Marcus Stockhausen trumpet, Bruno Chevillon on also on bass on some tracks, and Bojan Z at the piano. Have you ever seen that Dockings album knocking around? Or, again, I hate to say down low, but I know people do. I still prefer people to see to get the physical thing, but you think likelihood they're going to get more money one way or another. That's another argument. But Michel Portal, Dockings, cracking stuff.
And we picked it up in the late lamented Mole Jazz record shop in a stacker. There were about a dozen of them, heavily discounted. We didn't know it at all. Both bought a copy. We didn't know we'd both bought a copy, but love the album indeed. Now, what better way to warm up a chill autumn evening can there be than some blistering hot swinging session? And when it comes to swinging sessions, the Smoke Sessions record label never fail to ignite. From the recently released album from drummer and composer Joe Farnsworth, with The Big Room, here's Continuance. We'll be right back. Continuance from Joe Farnsworth's The Big Room on Smoke Sessions. The album came out in July and has been a favourite with me, with an unapologetic hard-driving swing and slow-burning ballads from an A-list lineup. Trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, again, no disappointing releases from him. Sax from Sarah Hanahan, Joel Ross on vibes, Emmett Cohen on piano, and Yasushi Nakamura on bass, with Joe Farnsworth at the drums, and equally at home on driving hard and with delicate brish and cymbal work where required. We've said it before, but straight ahead modern sets are your thing. You'll never be disappointed with any of the Smoke Sessions releases. And as I said, The Big Room came out in July.
And you'll never be disappointed with a Mary Halvorsen release. Again, prolific guitarist and seen by many, I think, as one of the most sort of cutting-edge guitar players on the planet at the moment when it comes to modern jazz and pushing the boundaries. Has been super active with her Amaryllis Sextet in the last year or two. Brought two out sort of at once last year, Belladonna and I'm trying to think of the name of the other one, but they virtually came out simultaneously and feature as quite often her long-time playmates with Adam Farrell on trumpet, almost always working with the drummer Thomas Fujiwara, and then the likes of Patricia Brennan on vibes and this album as well. Her latest one is on Nonesuch, About Ghosts, another cracker. Again, it always is the sort of album that pays close listening, and this is a track called Endmost. Thank you.
Hi there, this is Binker Golding. You're listening to Jumping In on Manx Radio with your boys Chris and Age.
You lose.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Still sounding fresh as paint, as they say, that one. But it's a good 25 plus years old. Courtney Pine, Underground. Again, one I sort of picked up. I thought I might have had it on vinyl, but I didn't. And I thought, gosh, it's still sounding good, still sounding fresh. And some of his later stuff became quite commercial sounding, but that definitely isn't. There's elements of rap and a bit of club and some messages in there. So, you know, some of those, some of the beat type sounds, but really enjoyed it. And a lovely sound on bass clarinet there as well. Courtney on bass clarinet on that particular track, but obviously plays the sax as well. Cyrus Chestnut on acoustic piano. Reginald Veal double bass. The great Jeff Tane Watts at the drums. And then you also got things like DJ Pogo on turntables. I think we heard of a bit of them there. And Jaleesa on vocals as well, and a bit of trumpet from the likes of Nicholas Payton. It's all star lineup. Mark Winfield on guitar. And before that, the latest, I think, might be another one out by now. She's so prolific, from Mary Halverson, About Ghosts. Great stuff.
And the other one last year was Amaryllis, you were trying to remember.
Amaryllis, that's it. Belladonna and Amaryllis.
Well, that's about it for this week's show, and indeed for September, can you believe? Dark evenings are getting earlier and earlier, and next month the clocks go back. What better excuse for putting your feet up inside and listening to some great jazz? Remember, you can listen again online or on your favourite podcast app. Before we go, there's just time for a track from the new release from pianist, keyboardist, composer Jan Gunnar Hoff, equally at home with classical or jazz, and his latest group. He started playing classical piano at the age of 10, and by 19 he tried pop, jazz, rock and jazz and classical music. He started playing in his local jazz club in Bordeaux in Bergen with, can you believe it, a trio featuring the legendary John Christensen, ECM, fantastic drummer. And over the years the group has morphed into various different work and members, including Mike Stern, work with Pat Metheny, Marilyn Mature, Tori Brunberg, and consistent still in the latest version, the bassist Per Mathiasen. The rest of the current lineup came together in the summer of 23 when they were playing a number of festivals and were asked to record something. And the latest release, Voyage, came out in spring of this year. It melds together many genres, including jazz, jazz rock, classical and prog and folk world music, the lot. And a top list of players, led by Jan Gunnar Hoff on piano and keys, Noyan Lay on the guitar, bassist Per Mathiasen, as I said, and the drummer Gary Husband. Here they are, in this case, not a raucous mode, but a ballad. Living.
Great stuff. See you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.